I'm Frank Vaughn. It's January 16, 2026. We don't have time for music today. Couple things. I've upgraded the website to a higher tier hosting package because you brutal people are just hammering it, downloading the podcast, and I need more space and bandwidth. So I've done that. The second thing is the Facebook page has been destroyed. If you didn't watch all the way to the end of the last video, I made it 3 days. Facebook is nothing but AI propaganda and nonsense. I couldn't handle it. I felt sick to my stomach. I felt like I cheated on myself. Felt like I called up an old toxic ex and now I felt guilty. So it's gone. Don't bother looking for it. Today we have to discuss Carney's trip to China, among other things. Which, by the way, let's dispense with this right away. The Emergencies Act this morning was once again ruled to be unlawful and a terrible violation of charter rights. And this helps the defense of those who are still caught up in that mess. 3.5 years, almost 4 years later, still caught up in the mess of the Emergencies Act being invoked, suspending the charter unlawfully. And I just want you to realize that even though the court proceedings are still underway, 4 years people's lives have been destroyed over something that was wrong. It was always wrong and it will never be right. And this is Canada. And the idea that we can trust the justice system because of this decision is lost on me. The justice system is broken. Canada's broken. The charter's broken. And anybody that's serious about fixing Canada needs to address those things today. As you may have noticed, I'm wearing Zelensky green. I have never worn green in a video before. I can't really explain it. It just feels oddly appropriate considering any common sense in Canada or any defense of the Canadian people feels like a resistance at this point because we are outnumbered. Let's listen to this clip. You've probably seen it, but bear with me.
As you mentioned, mine is the first visit of a Canadian Prime Minister to China in nearly a decade. The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
Now, the obvious is that Scott looks like he died inside. Hearing those words, New World Order, you can see the squint when it comes to politicians. That says a lot. And he stopped nodding along awfully quick. But it didn't stop him from coming home and calling it a positive day. A positive day where we are going to import cheap Chinese-made vehicles. We're still dealing with a canola tariff from China. And we don't have any firm commitments. Mark Carney said we have to innovate. We have to learn from the Chinese. We have to copy their technology. Basically, he's giving Canadian electric vehicle manufacturers and those in that business notice that China's got a toehold in the door and you're all going to be out of work. That is the end of a domestic industry and they dare come home and call it a victory. Now, of course, Scott Moe said we need to repair our relationship with everybody, not just the Chinese. I get that the Chinese market is important for Canadian canola, but you realize that Mark Carney has just shot every chance in hell we had of successfully renegotiating the USMCGA or whatever the fuck it's called. I apologize for swearing, but I trip over myself. They think that changing the order of the letters, changing the acronym, is somehow a powerful message to the United States. Man, we are screwed in this country. If you're a nationalist, if you actually believe in Canada, you should be dying inside. Because essentially, it doesn't matter which way Carney goes. I've spelled out a couple scenarios in many videos. It doesn't matter which way he goes. He is setting us up to fail, and the chicken dance people just applaud it, as well as Scott Moe paying lip service to it. In this article, he talks about how he wasn't so sure a couple of years ago about the government, but now with Carney, you know, I think credit goes to the Prime Minister and many ministers that were engaging here in China in person most recently and over the last number of months. Remember this in 6 months. Remember this in 6 months. When it comes to dealing with the United States. Now, going back to the CBC front page, Carney reaching trade deal with China says country is more predictable than the United States. And you know something? I agree. The headline, how Mexican cartels and Chinese criminal networks are moving cocaine of the sea, shoving fish full of cocaine, worth tens of thousands of dollars being traded for component parts of fentanyl. CBSA, that's the Canadian Border Services Agency, reports, exclusive from the Bureau, briefings to the Liberal government on Chinese infiltration of Vancouver, port and Canada's opioid scourge ignored, Trump tariffs loom as critics decry Ottawa's fox in the henhouse approach to border security. China is running our ports full of precursors so that they can manufacture drugs here in the country. Chinese triads launder billions through Vancouver, buying luxury real estate and cars very reliably. We call it the Vancouver model. Very much a benefit of China. How Chinese gangs are laundering drug money through Vancouver real estate, it's from Global News, so you know you can believe it. From BC bud to ecstasy, meth, and fentanyl, how Canada's vast landscape and permissive laws were progressively exploited by Chinese and Mexican cartels which Trump is bombing, a China which he has demanded that they stop the shipping of precursors, sending the price of illicit drugs in the United States soaring because it's working, at a time when we're saying, doors are wide open, come on in China, have a good time, as we ship all of our gold there, as we ship them nickel to build the fleet that the Americans are likely to have to fight in a scenario of warfare with China, as we arm the Chinese, as we allow police stations to get set up here on our soil. But we'll get to that. Si Chi Lop is a Chinese and Canadian gangster, drug trafficker, and drug cartel leader. Before his arrest, Z was the alleged drug lord behind the Asia Pacific-based international crime syndicate Sam Gore, also referred to as the company, and a former member of the Hong Kong, Toronto, and Vancouver-based triad crime group, Big Circle Gang. Yes, operating in Canada for decades. Very incredibly reliable. I guess we'll just accept all cookies. Anti-corruption campaign in China, an empirical investigation. The abstract is we create a database of officials who have been found guilty of corruption in China in the period of 2012 to 2021 with their personal characteristics and the amount of embezzled funds. We use it to investigate the correlates of corruption, estimate the effects of corruption on inequality, and find the expected increase in officials' income due to corruption and the gain in income distribution ranking. The bottom line, while only one half of the corrupt officials would be in the top 5% of China's urban distribution without illegal incomes, practically all are in the top 5% when corrupt income is included. China is reliably corrupt. This is science. The changing forms of corruption in, like, we've got papers. That's really, I don't want to read any more abstracts of this nonsense. Wealth and corrupt activities of the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party from the Office of Director of the National Intelligence. I'm sorry. I can't even believe I got to do this. I can't even believe I got to do this with CBC, splashy headlines, Mo applauding the ministers and applauding Carney, the same government that has left us in this position, mindlessly applauding it for political reasons instead of getting the message that we are being set up for destruction. If you hate America, great. Their hand is only getting stronger when it comes to dealing with the issue of Canada. Now, maybe the bet is, maybe this is the bet. The midterms are going to come. The Trump administration is going to get destroyed. The House is going to go back to the Democrats and the world is going to sunder because that's the last sort of nationalist alternative drive to this world order that will be set up. And if these guys have their way, we'll all be living under the thumb of China. Europe will be reduced to a vassal state of China. Canada will be reduced to a vassal state of China. And this is a country that is reliably corrupt and reliably undermining Canada. And the U.S. government knows it. Wealth and corruption activities of the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. You can go through this and read it. You can read all about how reliable they are. And we got science. We got more science for the Trust the Science crowd. Should be in headlines right now considering the Emergencies Act was invoked based on trusting the science. We all had to be locked out of work. We all had to be locked out of our lives. We all had to take a medical experiment that was, in retrospect, very bad. We all had to have our lives ripped apart because we trusted the science. Well, here's some more science about Chinese corruption. China compromised Canadian government networks and stole valuable info. That's according to CSIS, but we probably shouldn't believe them. They're fake news, right? China-sponsored threat actors have infiltrated at least 20 networks associated with the federal government. But don't worry. The federal government will tell you how and who in 100 years. That's what will happen. Espionage and Foreign Interference, National Security and Intelligence Committee of the Parliamentarians annual report of 2020. The committee identified espionage and foreign interference as growing threats that will likely require more significant response in the years ahead. The response that we're giving is to open Canada up. Let's do it. Let's bring the Chinese in here. how wonderful and open we are. We already read this one. How does corruption hinder China's development? Well, you got to grease palms in China. That's how it works. People misunderstand how China works. They think that Beijing is all-powerful, when in fact, Beijing is not all-powerful. They have to deal with all of these local corruption hubs. They have to deal with the reality that China isn't your typical totalitarian state. Shouldn't really matter to Canadians, except for the fact that we're making it matter by inviting them in, by becoming a resource colony, by becoming their vassal state as they try to undermine the United States, which sets us up for a collision course with the United States unlike anything we've ever seen before. Hostile powers sending spies to West University, says former security chief. Canadian expert David Vigneault warns of China's industrial strength attempts to steal new technology. Hostile spy agencies are now as focused on infiltrating Western universities and companies as they are on doing so to governments, according to the former head of Canada's intelligence service. And we could go through the article. I mean, you could read the article. I got a whole file full of articles just like this. The government has to know. These are former government officials. The Chinese are pouring money into our universities to churn out this nonsense, which seeks to undermine us to make us more easily to take over. Canadians describe surveillance, intimidation, and terror under China's shadow. Again, global news, so you can believe it. Funded by the government, 100% reliable. For years, Mehmet Toti has been receiving threatening phone calls from China, the most disturbing of which alleged his mother and various other family members were dead. As a Uyghur activist, remember Mark Carney said that Muslim values are Canadian values? Well, you got a couple million slaves in China that are Muslims. But don't worry, China's reliable. They're reliable at the suicide nets around the factory. They're reliable about enslaving these people. They're very reliable when it comes to corruption. They're very reliable. They didn't even send. Xi didn't even show up. He didn't even shake Carney's hand. They sent some pleb to go and get him. And so Carney, giving his New World Order speech, and we haven't even talked about that, the very thing that made Scott Moe wilt visibly, was that he invokes the New World Order with very deliberate, measured verbiage. Again, painting a great big target on Canada for our U.S. partners, who, by the way, I need to remind you, we can't replace the United States. How are they? I just about swore again. How exactly are the United States unreliable? They've been sitting across the border with great big bags of capital. With much better, less corruption than China, America has problems. But they're just waiting there with great big bags of capital. They have democratic institutions. They have Republican virtues. And I don't mean Republican Party. I mean the Republic has its virtues. They've been very reliable for 70 years. That part hasn't changed. Canada, we've changed. At any rate, but only recently did Toti have his worst fears realized when a Chinese police officer called him in January to confirm the news. The attitude was very polite, but the message was clear. And politely, they were saying that your mother is dead, your two sisters are dead, your brother's disappeared, and your uncle is in a hospital bed. Screw you, Toti. We need the trade. China's more reliable. This is from Cyber Reason. A Malicious Life podcast, China's unrestricted cyber warfare. For more than a decade, China orchestrated a sophisticated espionage campaign against Nortel networks using Huawei. Does anybody remember that? Chinese civilians working in Canada and even organized crime gangs to steal important technical and operational information. Carney knows this. The government knows this. Everybody knows this. And here we are pretending because the orange man is bad. We're destroying our country. I got an email this morning from a guy who used to be the executive director of the PPC, celebrating this trip to China, remembering that Bernier loved China. This is a problem at the top levels of our society. We think China is some kind of solution that we should be trying to get in bed with these people. We need to set up a multipolar world, Fortress North America, the only game in town. Instead, they're setting us up for serfdom. And it's a tragedy. And we might, in the process, we might rug pull ourselves out of the benefits of a U.S. alignment. If we paint a great enough target on our back, we might find ourselves out in the cold with everybody. This is horrible. Cyber espionage for the Chinese government. This is 2020, Quantico, Virginia. In August 2014, a Los Angeles grand jury indicted a Chinese national for his involvement in cyber espionage scheme perpetrated by the People's Liberation Army hackers. Bin resided in Canada. Again, Canada, security threat. Canada, haven. Canada, on warning from the United States because of this stuff. This is the history, folks. Bin resided in Canada and was a businessman and entrepreneur who specialized in aviation and aerospace products as the owner of a company named Loadtech. By the way, those electric vehicles, how much you want to bet there's some kind of kill switch embedded in them? How much spy material is embedded in those electric vehicles that will just be sent and used and correlated by CCP agents operating right here in Canada? Chinese government interference in Canada is an article on Wikipedia. Oh, look how far you can scroll. This magic. I know everybody loves Wikipedia. It's totally reliable. Operations of Chinese police stations in Canada, Trudeau cash for access scandal, intimidation of Canadian politicians. Last election, we had a liberal calling for the kidnapping of his political opponent and handing them over to the embassy. There's too much to talk about. It's incontrovertible. As U.S.-Canada ties unravel, Beijing pulls the threads. President Donald Trump's tariff threats and aggressive negotiation tactics are placing unprecedented strain on the Canadian-U.S. relationship as Canada struggles to navigate these choppy trade waters. China is seizing the moment to sow discord and fracture North America's longstanding security partnership. They're undermining us. And Carney is playing into that hand. And whether you believe the thesis I've been spelling out in the videos where he could be some kind of double agent because all his wealth is parked in the United States, he's setting us up in such a way that we will lose any benefit, any strength we have in negotiations. If we're inviting China in, we are becoming even more a security threat. We've already been a security threat. It's already been identified. The United States has put us on notice. We're doubling down, which means we lose. We lose. Canadian lawmakers urge action against transnational repression in wake of China targets probe. This is June 3rd, 2025. People, short memories. Members of Parliament have called on the newly elected government to enforce a law against transnational repression following reports of Chinese authorities targeting Canadian citizens. I guess that's out the fucking window, isn't it? We're not doing that anymore. We're just going to let them operate. We're going to let them come in. Sure, why not? Foreign interference landscape in Canada, key actors and objectives. Oh, another Government of Canada document, strategic concept. The People's Republic of China is the most active state conducting foreign interference activities in Canada. Let me read it again. The People's Republic of China is the most active state conducting foreign interference activity in Canada. It's reliable. In scale and scope of activity, foreign interference helps the PRC counter what it perceives as concerted efforts by the West to contain the PRC's development. I guess we don't want to be involved in the West opposing a communist regime, a totalitarian regime with a terrible human rights record, with a long-established record of corruption and foreign interference and drug trafficking in North America, money laundering, bidding up the price of real estate so you can't afford your home. That's who did it. The people that Carney and indeed Mo seem to want to get in bed with. Canada spies found China clandestinely and deceptively interfered in the last two elections. And I mean, this is old news now. This is from 2024. Canada's domestic spy agency has concluded that China interfered in the last two elections based on the firmest evidence so far suspected Chinese meddling in Canadian politics. And the Liberals won both elections. And this is misinformation and Chinese interference in Canadian affairs. Like, I don't know if I need to even keep going on here. Yeah, I don't. The point is made. Of course, China is reliably bad. This is terrible for our position vis-a-vis the United States. This is terrible for our position as a sovereign nation. I can't believe for the life of me that I'm getting emails from people that were supposed to be so-called conservatives, so-called patriots that are celebrating this. Because listen, even if you believe the United States is really, really bad, even if you believe that once Trump is gone, there's no business to be had with our geopolitical neighbor, our longtime best partner, even if you believe that it transcends Donald Trump and that America itself is irredeemable, we still can't replace them with China. China doesn't need most of what we produce and sell to the Americans. This is all optics. It's all games. It's all fodder for the ignorant masses who don't read anything that I've just shown you and don't understand the financial situation of the country, what our economy actually relies on. It's all bad news. And that's why it's so disappointing to me to see Scott Moe come back and say, you know what, this government's different. Carney's different. We can work with this guy. As if coming home and still having a 15% tariff on canola is a total victory. It's not. We got nothing back. We got a bunch of memorandums of understanding on some other stuff. None of it helps Canada replace the United States because Canada cannot replace the United States. And what it does do is guarantee that when our turn comes for the focus of the Trump administration in terms of dealing with problems specific to the Western Hemisphere, our situation just got far worse. And instead of your politicians in this coming multipolar world, this new world order that Carney is talking about one way or another, instead of trying to get the best deal for the citizen, they're just trying to hand over the country to their own private interests. Because even if you believe that Mark Carney is working with Donald Trump, he's not working with Donald Trump for your liberation or your benefit. He's working with them because his money's parked in America. We just appointed essentially a manager, a corporate assassin to the highest office in Canada. And in the last budget, that's another thing, actually. Let me see if I can just find this video quick.
You won't believe what Mark Carney tried to hide from Canadians. Buried within Carney's massive 700-page budget bill is a measure that gives cabinet ministers wide discretion to exempt any entity from any federal law on the books, except the criminal code, for up to 6 years. So what this means is that any minister in Mark Carney's government could give any individual or corporation the ability to bypass virtually any federal law.
That was Michael Cooper, sitting representative in Parliament. He's only got 15,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's giving you some very important news. Only 25,000 people have even clicked on the video, which means significantly. You got to understand, view figures are not actually the figures of how many people watch a video. The percentage is actually much lower. It's generally 1 in 10 actually get to the end of the video. It's higher for us because we're not playing the monetization game. We're not playing the game at all, so we're a little higher, but I digress. Carney has handed himself exclusive powers as a member, as the sitting head of the government under the Governor General, not the sitting head of Parliament, but the head of government that's appointed, to suspend all regulations, environmental, financial, or otherwise, outside of the criminal code for any company that he deems warrants it. That could be China. That could be anybody. No one knows what he's up to because it's a blanket power used at his discretion. And your media didn't report it. They don't think it's a big deal. They don't think it's a big story. And well, the mainstream media, because it's not just CBC, folks. I mean, CTV, if we go to CTV's website, let's just bring up CTV to see if the coverage is any different. I mean, this is an exercise in futility. We know exactly what we're going to get. Oh, look, Trump looking like a fool. Trump floats tariffs to garner support for U.S. control on Greenland. U.S. says Canada's decision to allow imported Chinese EVs is problematic. To say the least, it's problematic. But that's going to come to a head at some other time. Nenshi, given a feature, a United Canada, now more than ever. Indeed, all of the bad actors, the Nenshis, the Kennys, the Aaron O'Toole's, actually. Let's just bring Aaron in here, because why not? Let's bring Aaron in here. There we are. Two words of advice. First, serious people should not wink and nod to social media conspiracy theory buzzword. He's talking about the New World Order, and he's trying to make light of it, even though it's been referenced by George H.W. Bush and many power brokers over all the years. to think that there's no such thing as a new world order in the presence of Davos, in the presence of the United Nations, in presence of all of the different agreements that are supranational in nature. To think that there's no new world order when they've told you that there is, when the World Economic Forum can put out videos saying you will own nothing and you'll be happy. This is Aaron O'Toole. Second, the Prime Minister should just come clean and admit to being a 90s professional wrestling fan. That is all. Downplaying the gravity of the situation. All of the bad actors are rallying behind Mark Carney. To what end? I'm not entirely sure. But I go back and forth, you know, like I've been, the idea that his money is parked in the United States, that this could be a double play, there's merit to that. But on the surface, at the very surface level, it just looks like he's willing to sacrifice Canada to undermine the Trump administration, to undermine Fortress North America. He doesn't care if Canadians lose. He doesn't care if we become a vassal state. He doesn't care if we're economically destroyed, so long as the companies he's tied to benefit, so long as his purpose is served by being here. He couldn't give a damn about you. He doesn't give a damn about me. And that's the way it is. And this is my case. Case closed. This is how China is far more reliable than the United States. Please, if you like the videos and you like the work, it takes a lot of time to put these together. And I don't have any form of monetization or sponsorships or advertising or anything at all. I rely on you, like PBS, except I don't get the government funding. So consider a donation via the website, and I'll see you in the next one.